Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Dramatic weather drops, a new crime diversion policy, and animal rights activists in Argentina. Good morning, this is Sophie and Maeve with your 8am Zlines. In local news, anyone living in Queensland may have noticed how temperatures have dropped considerably since a brief period of heating up. Bureau of Meteorology senior forecaster Shane Kennedy says the high pressure system in southern Australia is driving air up into Queensland, causing the cold weather. Mr. Kennedy says these cold temperatures should subside as the week continues.
Brisbane's international terminal is planned for a $5 billion airport transformation as part of a revolutionary B&E project. This renovation marks the most changes to the terminal since 29 years ago. It will further position Brisbane as a world-class aviation hub. The force behind this revamp is the need to upgrade security screening equipment to meet stringent Australian government standards by 2025. The Brisbane Airport CEO, Gert Jan de Graaf, underscores the importance of this project. Our international terminal is Queensland's gateway to the world, he says.
In national news, seven people involved in an international investment scam of $14 million from 30 Australians was charged in Victoria on Monday. Allegedly hired by an international syndicate, the scammers opened fraudulent businesses and accounts with local banks to trick victims. Victoria police have found more than $14 million were moved overseas between August 2022 and February 2024.
The Liberal National Party have just announced their plans to implement a major crime diversion policy called Youth Justice Schools. The schools will work with young high-risk offenders whilst they are on youth justice orders, such as community service, bail or police cautions. The program will be delivered by Ohana for Youth, who already run the Arcadia College and Ohana College, two special assistance schools that offer a, quote, safe, inclusive and future-focused education program. They will deliver the first two youth justice schools, one in North Queensland and one in Southeast Queensland, and will aim to keep at-risk teen offenders off the streets with 12 hours of daily supervision Monday to Friday. LNP leader David Crisafulli says that the schools will, quote, mean fewer serious repeat offenders and fewer victims of crime across our state. With personalised support both for the teens and their family, we can shepherd these kids to a better future, he says.
In international news, animal rights activists are demanding an orca in Argentina be released after living in captivity for over 30 years. The orca named Charmeng is the only remaining orca being held captive, and many people are pushing for his release due to the social nature of the animals. An urgency spokesperson says the recent deaths of solitary orcas highlight the damage which can occur when these animals are separated from other members of the species. Campaigners wish to see a bill which will prohibit exhibition of animals in captivity without rehabilitation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.